So that's what I'm trying to do here. Now, in 2007, we're at 2012 when Tokar actually became a U.S. citizen. Here's the interesting part. I talked about it earlier in the story. Tamerlan was denied citizenship. Why was he denied citizenship? Because he was involved in a domestic violence dispute or episode. And the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing wasn't as bad as it could have been. Oh, wait. No, that's actually the second part. But that's the last thing. Before the episode happened, in 2012, a year before, that's actually the after-action part that I started reading. Tamerlan was denied citizenship. Sounds like motive to me, doesn't it? But that's never covered. They just say, oh, he was a failed boxer, and he was this, and there was that. Very glossed over. They tried to paint it as the typical homegrown and violent extremist who was disillusioned with life, and they tried to kind of paint him like the Austin bombing suspect. If you think about the way, if you actually read reports about Tamerlan and the Austin bombing suspect, they're very similar. Disillusioned kids, you know, with nowhere to go, and they had to do some stuff, so they had to bomb it. Now, Tamerlan was a devout Muslim. Tamerlan was denied entry into the U.S. He was denied his citizenship because of a domestic violence institute, probably enforcing Muslim orthodoxy. This all makes sense. Now, his younger brother was an idiot and needed to get dragged along, but that does not... Ignorance is not an excuse. He knew what was happening. And that's a very... it's a summary of what happened to the Saharovs on their way in. And the reason I bring it up is simply because we're still having these talks today, ladies and gentlemen, about immigration. Right? We had a whole election, it seems like, that was dealing with this idea of immigration. Well, you have the one side that says everybody should get let in, you have the other side that says let nobody in, and in the middle you have this system that is still in place. Nothing is being fixed. Nothing is being fixed here. But yet, we're having a debate about it. What have I said? Intellectually honest. The system's broken. Yeah, I defended the wall earlier on, but my thinking has evolved on that. And it was really because you can only be a contrarian for so long until you realize that's just not a good argument. But in reality, the fact that you have a visa system at first that says, well, there's so many thousand people who are applying for visas, we'll give you a very basic six-month one. Oh, yeah, that's right. When your visa expires, you can run, which a lot of people do. But the Zarnovs did not. They didn't run. They actually stayed and applied for asylum. They actually tried to do the proper procedures. So in my eyes, I'd be like, oh, these guys are fine because they're doing it the right way. And yet it still didn't work. It still didn't work. You still had an episode, which we'll talk about right now in the After Action Report, where four people died and over 100 people were wounded. If you watch documentaries that are talking about what happened to these people, the aftermath of their lives, trying to deal with the fact that limbs were blown off and trying to readjust their life post event, it's heartbreaking. So let's talk about that After Action Report here in the Bear Brief on the Crusade channel. Give me a call, 844-527-8723. Let me know what you think. Does that very brief summary about the Zarnov family, does that change your opinion on the immigration system? Do you think it's fine? Do you think it needs to be changed? How would you change it? That's actually a good question I'll ask you. How would you change the immigration system? Are you a fan of the merit-based immigration system? Are you not? Are you not a fan of the merit-based? The merit-based immigration system is not perfect. In fact, you can make an argument from a Catholic point of view that you are ripping the best and the brightest from other countries. And that does not do anything to help those countries they're leaving. So, 844-527-8723 is the number I want you to call if you have anything to tell me about the immigration system that we're dealing with. Because obviously we're still dealing with it, and people like this are still coming in. People with apparent clear backgrounds that are still, some way or another, after getting their asylum, or even in Tokar's case, he became a U.S. citizen. How do you avoid that? Mike Church of the Mike Church Show brought in a very good point. I actually did watch that film in Patriots Day. Patriots Day. It's a great film, except for the end. Because, first of all, there's a couple problems with the Patriots Day film. We'll go off on that. The Patriots Day film takes Mark Wahlberg and makes him a collection of different people in the actual Boston Marathon bombing.